ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiyya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, from the very beginning, I took care to help you to develop a noble character and to fit you for the life which you have to lead, to let you grow up to be a young man with a noble character, an open and honest mind, and clear and precise knowledge of things around you. Originally, my desire was only to teach you the holy book thoroughly, to make you understand its intricacies, to impart to you the complete knowledge of its commandments and interdictions, and not to leave you at the mercy of the knowledge of other people. But after having succeeded in this task, I felt nervous that I may leave you untrained and uneducated in the subjects which themselves are subject to so much confusion and so many contradictions. These are the subjects whose confusions have been made worse, confounded by selfish desires, warped minds, wicked ways of life, and sinful modes of thinking. Therefore, I have noted down in these lines the basic principles of nobility, piety, truth, and justice. You may feel them to be overbearing and harsh, but my desire is to equip you with this knowledge instead of leaving you unarmed to face the world where there is every danger of loss and damnation. As you are a noble, virtuous, and pious young man, I am sure you will receive divine guidance and succor. I am sure he will help you achieve your aim in life. I want to promise to yourself to follow my advice carefully.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, Imam Ali alayhi salam's universal persona is something that has surpassed the pages of time. Of course, we find that this universal persona is rooted in the universal persona of the Messenger of Allah. For on many occasions we have humbly said that the living miracle of the Holy Messenger of Allah is the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Now there are so many different signs and proofs and arguments and evidences regarding the leadership of the people. Imam Ali talks about this leadership, and of course he was bereft of this leadership because of certain historical occurrences and events. But nonetheless, the importance of leadership was there. Now, in one place we find that Imam Ali talks to people and he says, "O people, you must never disobey your leaders on the ground that you do not know them, for no excuse will be accepted from you in this connection." So before we continue, if we explain, we cannot bring forth the excuse that, well, we didn't know who the leader was, and so we did not obey them, and this is why we committed errors and mistakes and perhaps, God forbid, sins. Imam Ali says, no, you must know your leaders. You must know who the righteous leaders are in your society or in your nation or in the world, right? You must follow those leaders. You must obey those leaders. And then, for example, if for some reason we don't know who those leaders are, then Imam Ali says, this is because the knowledge with which Hazrat Adam, Prophet Adam, came down upon the earth, and the knowledge that all the prophets from Prophet Adam to the seal of the prophets are privileged with, all of this knowledge from Adam to Khatam, meaning the seal of the prophets, is gathered in the family of the Holy Prophet. So this knowledge which we are to seek and these leaders whom we are to follow, these are the family of the Holy Prophet. They are the imams, the divinely appointed imams from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And in this day and age where we do not have a direct physical contact, or at least most of us don't, for surely there are some who have contact with the 12th divinely appointed Imam. But for the rest of us who do not have
this direct contact with the 12th divinely appointed Imam. It is the true followers, the true scholars, and those who have learned and acted upon the knowledge of the prophets and the divinely appointed Imams. Another profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. One of the important elements or the dimensions of this universality of Ali is his sense of justice. You know, these days, peace is probably the most, you know, discussed and coveted concept everywhere. Every nation talks about peace. Every ideology says we want peace. Every religion talks about peace. And then, you know, when you see nothing is happening, the problem is they do not think about it, that peace is not the beginning of the process. Peace is actually an end result of a process which comes before it. And that process which comes before peace is known as justice. If you don't have justice, you cannot have peace. So it's futile to talk about peace, you know, before implementing and maintaining justice in the human society. And so justice becomes a very important and a very noble, you know, value in its in Islam as well as the human society. If you look at the ayat of Quran, the words that are recited from Surah Hadid, ayat number 25, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is just one reason he explains why he sent the messengers. And in this passage is mostly referring to the Ulul Azm prophets. You know, people like Nuh and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and Muhammad. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ He says, verily we sent the messengers, our messengers, with bayinat, clear proofs, referring to rational intellectual arguments that they had. وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ, and we revealed with them their books and mizan, the balance to know what is right and what is wrong. Mostly this refers to the, in the Zahiri Tafsir, to the Sharia and the laws brought by the Ulul Azm prophets. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ فِيهِ بَعْثٌ شَدِيدٌ, and then Allah says, we sent down, or we created the iron, and that is how the surah gets that name, Al-Hadid, in which there is, you know, strong and great might, because iron is obviously very strong. And there are manafi', there are benefits in it for the people also. If you look at this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I sent three things with the prophets, messengers. One is bayinat, the proofs. Number two is the book. Number three is the mizan. Why did he do that? لَيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that people may maintain justice. If these, you know, guidance from the divine sources are implemented in human race and human society, people will be able to live their lives on the basis of justice. Qist means justice and fairness. And in order to implement that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I send the iron. Here, according to tafsir, including Amir al-Mu'mineen, says it refers to the sword. So there was a code of practice sent that if people follow, there will be justice in society. But Allah has given us freedom of choice. We are not robots. So Allah knows there will be some people who will not follow the divine laws, and there will be chaos, and they will disturb the justice in society. So there was a need to enforce justice by the governments, you know, especially the governments which are based on haq and the truth.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.